Joining us, Pat Sullivan here on our local news today, District Administrator for the Medford Area Public School District. Pat, school board meeting was held. Can you give us the details?
The board approved both the 2022-23 and the 23-24 school calendars. Those will be out on our website today. They will be available upon request. Get a hold of the district office. We can get you a hard copy. But again, those are for the next two school years. The calendars were approved. The board also had another report from Findorf and PRA. These are the companies, the contractors working with the school board and the school district on the potential school district referendum that is pretty specific to MASH, okay? The board just continues to fine-tune the potential referendum, the plans, looking at what we might ask for if we go to referendum. The only thing other than the MASH building addressed is considering a road in from Highway Q to the front of the elementary school for parent pickup and drop-off to ease traffic, both going through the high school parking lot. So that is still on there for consideration, and the board has asked the contractors to come back. One of the things brought up was a potential girls' team locker room. We do not have one right now, so it's to look at that. The other thing that came out was to look at decreasing the amount of parking spaces in the plan right now for the front of the building. So those will come back in December, and again, the board will be deciding whether or not to go to referendum and then when to go to referendum. We had election notices and deadlines, just an update to the school board members that were there and are up for re-election. Paul Dixon did decide and announce that he will not be seeking re-election, and Paul has been on the board 12 years, and he will be missed. He's done a lot for this district. The other two people up are Cheryl Wibben and Amos Balsas. Their seats are up for re-election this year.
Medford Area Schools District Administrator Pat Sullivan here today with some of the results from the November Medford School Board meeting.